Morning, we're going to be reading God's Word together. I'm going to read from Psalm 116, Psalm 116, and it's page 616 of the Church Bible, if you've got one on the way in. And Alan is going to come and read for us this morning.
I love the Lord, for he heard my voice. He heard my cry for mercy. Because he turned his ear to me, I will call on him as long as I live. The cords of death entangled me. The anguish of the grave came over me. I was overcome by distress and sorrow. Then I called on the name of the Lord. Lord, save me. The Lord is gracious and righteous. Our God is full of compassion. The Lord protects the unwary. When I was brought low, he saved me. Return to your rest, my soul. For the Lord has been good to you. For you, Lord, have delivered me from death, my eyes from tears, my feet from stumbling, that I may walk before the Lord in the land of the living. I trusted in the Lord when I said, I am greatly afflicted. In my alarm I said, everyone is a liar. What shall I return to the Lord for all his goodness to me? I will lift up the cup of salvation and call on the name of the Lord. I will fulfill my vows to the Lord in the presence of all his people. Precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of his faithful servants. Truly I am your servant, Lord. I serve you just as my mother did. You have freed me from my chains. I will sacrifice a thank offering to you and call on the name of the Lord. I will fulfill my vows to the Lord in the presence of all his people, in the courts of the house of the Lord, in your midst, Jerusalem. Praise the Lord. Amen.
Thank you, Alan, for reading for us. Sometimes in our services, especially when we're having baptisms or when someone is becoming a member of the church professing their faith, we will have people who share what we call testimonies. So they give a testimony of what God has been doing in their lives, how God has been at work in them, and the difference that coming to know God and coming to know God through Jesus Christ has made to them. Testimonies. And in this psalm, that the writer is very much doing the same thing. They are giving a testimony of how they have known God's touch, God's hand in their life, and of how it has changed them. And in this testimony, which we're going to think a little bit about this morning, There are two aspects to this testimony, two main themes to it. The first theme is that the writer wants to get across in part of his testimony is that he wants to share of how he has known God's grace and mercy in his life, of how he has known God's deliverance in his life. We're not told the specific background of what was happening in their lives, but what we are told is that he had gone through a great period of distress and of trouble. He describes it for us in verse 3. The cords of death entangled me. The anguish of the grave came over me. I was overcome by distress and sorrow. Was it some illness? Was it some threat from other people, from outsiders? We don't know. But what we do know is, and what is clear, that is that he was in the depths and he was desperate. He was low and he was desperately low. Felt that there was no hope, that there was no answer. The cords of death entangled me. I was overcome by distress. But then he did something. He did something that perhaps he had never done before. Then I called on the name of the Lord. Lord, save me. Not a grand, elaborate prayer with great theology and big, long Christian words. No, just a three-word prayer. Lord, save me. He was alone. He was filled with sorrow. And perhaps God was his last hope. God was the only one now that he could think of. And perhaps he barely believed that God would actually help him and that God would really answer him. But he was desperate. Lord, save me. And in his testimony, the psalmist declares that the Lord heard him. Verse 8, he says, "For you, Lord, delivered my soul from death, my eyes from tears, my feet from stumbling, that I may walk before the Lord in the land of the living." He cries out, "Lord, save me." And the Lord does save him. God intervenes in his life. God rescues him from the pit. "You have delivered my soul from death, my eyes from tears, my feet from stumbling." And his testimony was, "I cried to the Lord, save me, and the Lord saved me. He's rescued me." And that grace and mercy, that deliverance that the psalmist speaks of in his testimony, is a grace and a mercy and a deliverance that actually all of us are offered and all of us need. You might have noticed that we live in a broken world with broken relationships and broken lives. There's a lot of good in the world, but there is a brokenness about it. And we see that all around us, and we see it perhaps, well, we see it within ourselves as well. The Bible talks of how we were made to have a relationship with God. But this has also been broken. And it talks also of how, because of this broken relationship with God, that we have fallen short of what it calls the glory of God. We're broken people in a broken world. And there's a broken relationship between us and God. And Paul talks of how what the repercussions of that are. He talks about that in Romans. And he says the wages of sin, the wages of this brokenness, is death. Physical death, but also spiritual death. There's a brokenness. And this brokenness, as I say, is seen in our lives, and it's seen in our relationships, and it's seen in our world that we live. And it is seen in the guilt and shame that we feel when we do stuff wrong. It's seen in the loneliness that we feel. It's seen in the anxiety that many of us have, and the fear and the lack of security and the lack of meaning in our lives. There's something not right. Things are not the way they were meant to be. Our relationship with God is not what it was meant to be. And because of that, our relationship with everything else is not what it was meant to be. And so we could all say, in a sense, the cords of death entangle me, and we too are overcome by trouble and sorrow. And like the psalmist, we need rescued. We need someone who is able to restore us, who's able to restore our relationship with God, who made us and created us for Him, who's able to give us security. We need someone to free us from that shame that we perhaps feel, from the regrets that we have. We need someone to overcome this death that Paul talks about. Someone who will make all that is broken, unbroken. And the good news is that in God, who is revealed in Jesus Christ, we have that someone. And when we cry out to Him, "Lord, save me, help me," He will. And you see, that is why Jesus came and why Jesus died. In a few moments' time, we will take bread and wine. And we will remember, we will hear the words of Jesus as He gathered with His disciples the night He was betrayed. And we will remember the words that He spoke. As He took the bread, He said, "This is my body which is broken for you." And then He takes the wine and says, "This is my blood which was shed for you." Why? Because He was going to give His life. And in doing so, He was taking on Himself our shame, our brokenness, so that we might be saved. So that we might know this new life that He wants to give us. And when we come to Him in our brokenness, as we come to Him, when we come to Him with our fear and our anxiety and perhaps our shame, He will, as the psalmist says, He will deliver our souls from death, our eyes from tears, our feet from stumbling. It may be that you're here this morning and you've never cried out to God. Perhaps you've never given Him much of a look in your life. Or perhaps you think, "Well, he won't be interested in me and in my life and in what's going on in my life and my brokenness and my vulnerabilities and my shame and perhaps my anxiety. He won't be bothered about me, will he?" And you perhaps even doubt whether He's actually there. well, you too can cry out to Him. Whatever is going on in your life today, Lord, save me. Lord, help me. And He will hear you and He will answer you, for He is gracious and righteous, full of compassion. That's the psalmist's testimony. I have known God's deliverance in my life. I have known His grace and mercy. And that brings us on to the second theme, which is the theme of, in the man's testimony, I have, after receiving this grace and this mercy, I want to demonstrate my gratitude. Here's a psalmist. He's cried out, Lord, save me. And he's known God's rescue. And kind of as a natural overflow from that, he wants his life to reflect what God has done for him. And so he, first of all, he proclaims, verse 1, he proclaims his love for God. I love the Lord because He saved me. Then in verse 12, he asks a question. He asks, what shall I return to the Lord for all His goodness to me? What shall I give back to God for all His goodness to me? And then he answers, I will lift up the cup of salvation and call on the name of the Lord. I will fulfill my vows to the Lord in the presence of all His people. And in verse 16, he says, truly, truly, I am your servant, Lord. And then he goes on and says, I will sacrifice a thank offering to you and call on the name of the Lord. I will fulfill my vows to the Lord in the presence of all His people. You get what he's saying? What can I do? I've received this rescue. I've received this grace. What am I going to do? Well, I'm going to give thanks. I'm going to praise God. I'm going to bring a thank offering. But as well as bringing a thank offering, he in a sense brings his very life. And he says, I'm going to live for this Lord who has rescued me. I'm going to be His servant. From now on, he's basically saying, my life is no longer my own. I'm no longer in charge of my life anymore. No, I am the Lord's servant. The Lord has rescued me and I am His. I will live for Him. I will be obedient to Him. I will seek to follow Him, not just in some avenues of my life, but in every avenue of my life. God was his Savior, been rescued. God was also going to be his Lord, the one that he would follow and obey. As we come to communion, we celebrate that Jesus saves. I cried out, the Lord saved me, and He saved me. And we lift up the cup of salvation. And we don't earn it. It's a gift, a wonderful gift. Gift of grace. But as we receive it, it prompts in us the question that the psalmist asks, what can I give to him who's given me everything? What can I give to the one who's given his life for me? We give him our praise and thanksgiving. But we also give him our lives, our commitments, our dedication. I will fulfill my vows to the Lord. Take my life, Lord, and let it be consecrated, devoted, Lord, to Thee. We're going to stand now. We're going to sing a song called Grace. And it's a song about how we've been saved, cried out to the Lord, save me. And it talks of God's grace to us. And then we'll come to the Lord's table together. Let's stand to sing.